We'll begin today talking about Ativas HaRosh for an Avel. The Gemara tells us on Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph that an Avel needs to engage in Ativas HaRosh based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, V'los Tatel Safam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel that he should not cover his upper lip, implying that a regular Avel does cover his upper lip, and that's what is referred to as Atifa. The Gemara tells us on Kaftal Amud Aleph, in the context of whether Atifa Sarosh is Noeg on Shabbos, that call Atifa She'ena Ka'atifa Sishma'ela Mein Atifa, that in order to accomplish a proper Atifa for purposes of Hilchas Avelos, it has to be Atifa like the Atifa Sishma'ela, which presumably is some kafia-like type of head covering that covers both the top of the head and the bottom of the head. Tosus already writes on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph that our practice is not to engage in Atifas HaRosh, Dibra Maskel Elu. And Tosus has two reasons for that practice. Tosus talks both in the context of Kriyas HaMita, which we'll get to, and the context of Atifas HaRosh, but specifically for Atifas HaRosh, Tosus raises two concerns. That number one, people may think that we're engaging in some kind of Kishuf, if the Ativas HaRosh that an Avil were to use would not be in the normal type of attire or head covering that people are used to in that society, and there may be some concern that there's a Kishuf connection, or Schok, that people will look at it funny if the Avil is engaging in Ativas HaRosh, which is not reflective of what people normally do or the way people normally dress. So the Badi Yashochan asked the question, what do we care? There are plenty of other things that we do in Judaism that people make fun of us over. So why would we care if people make fun of us over Ativas HaRosh? So he suggests, and I saw that the Tzina Halacha quotes the same thing from Avil Yashiv, that Nihugei Avelis are either or both a function of Kavod HaMeis. Either an Avil is supposed to be knowing the gamut of Nihugei Avelis as a way of showing respect for the Nifter, or Kavod HaAvelim, there are certain things that an Avil does in the context of Nichum, and we'll see the Nichum context for Ativas HaRosh as we go on, that is meant to be a Kavod for the Avelim, or at least to recognize the status of the Avelim. So if you're going to do something that people are going to make fun of you for doing, that's no Kavod, that's not Kavod HaMeis, that's not Kavod HaAvelim, it's not Kavod anyone, that's going to be a Zilzal. And the Badei Shulchan says, Smuchen Lazeh, you see from a comment to the Ritva regarding Chalitzas Kase. Another practice that we don't have is bearing the shoulder or removing some of the garment that covers the shoulder, Chalitzas Kase. So the Ritva writes on Kavbez Amavez, the end of Dibra Maskel Al Aviv, that nowadays we don't have this practice of Chalitzas Kase. Says Ritva, V'yesha Pirshu, V'mnesha Rov Yisrael Darim Ben Agoyim, that nowadays most Jews live among non-Jews. The Shema Yal Igo Aleinu, and maybe the non-Jews are going to make fun of us for this kind of Chalitzas Kasef mode of dress. V'eino Kavash Ames, and that's not going to accomplish a Kavad Ames. If you're just going to uncover the shoulder and not let anyone see, that doesn't accomplish anything. Chalitza Zakasif has to be public. So if people are going to make fun of us for doing that, that's not going to be a covered amaze. So that's the Baal Yishochan says. Maybe what's behind Tosis's explanation that if people are going to laugh at us for Ativas Yishmaelim, it's not Kedai and we no longer practice that. That's because it's not going to lead to any covered amaze. It'll lead to some kind of a zilzal. Nevertheless, so even though Tzeth and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Pei Vav that the Ramah comments Yesh Omim She'ei Noagin V'medinas Eilu V'atifa V'chena Minag Pashut V'ein L'hachmir L'shayim V'smamah Shel Anogu Abaseinu. There's no mention of this in the Mechaber, but the Ramah says nowadays we don't practice Ativas HaRosh. Nevertheless, the Shach comments Miu Yesh Linog Batifa Kitsas, that even though we don't do the formal Ativas HaRosh as described in Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless we do, one should be knowing Atifa Kitsas, the Hainu, Limshoch hakova lamata lifnei ha'inayim, that you should tilt your hat down lifnei ha'inayim. So the pasuk say doesn't mean you should that you should cover your eyes. If you cover your eyes, you can't see. It means you should tilt the brim of your hat down, or tilt the hat down further than the normal position. So that's what the Shach recommends. Sounds like not Midina, but Miu Yesh Linog Batifa Kitsas. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that that's preferable. The Aruch HaShulchan says if possible, then it's preferable to have your hat down as such. But the HaShulchan observes Sifkatan Hay that the Minog isn't even to do that, and the Baal HaShulchan isn't sure why. The Tzina Yalacha writes that Rav Yashiv held very stark that you have to hold, the Novel needs to wear his hat in such a position. And if someone doesn't do it, he's doing Shalom Kedin. Hakadekach, that they quote from Rav Yashiv that if you don't own a hat, then you should borrow one. An Novel should wear a hat down, and even if he doesn't have a hat, he should borrow a hat. He says, if you have a super big yarmulke, that's probably good enough also, bigger than the normal yarmulke, that it could tilt down further than normal. Maybe that would be sufficient as well. When Rav Schechter said shiv, and my recollection is that he did wear a hat below the, in such a way that would accomplish this recommendation of the Shach, Rabbi Willig did not. Now, Bechlal, the issue that this raises, if you do accept the Shach's recommendation to wear a hat down, when is the appropriate time to do so? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, Avel chayiv bativis arosh, tahaynu sheyechaser rosho b'talus o b'sudur, v'yachsu erksasu al piv v'al rosh achotam, that should be covering above the nose, covering the mouth. The hani mila shifarakatifa b'cholayom. Aval kishabon menachem imetzlo, megala rosho lichvodam. When does an avel do atifa? That's with, when the menachemim are not around. But if the menachemim are around, then you should uncover the atifa lichvod ha-menachemim. Where does this come from? So the Mechaber here is based on the Ramban that the Torah quotes. And the Ramban is based on an Avil Rabasi, that the Avil Rabasi writes that the Avil should be Megala his Atifa Bifnei HaMenachemim. So the Ramban quotes that, the Torah quotes that. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Birka Yosef points out that to the extent that we ever do Atifa Sarosh, or the Shach Sudo Atifa Sarosh, that's the opposite of what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The minhag is you only do atifa where there are menachemim and not where there are no menachemim. Whereas the Mechaber is saying, based on the Rabban, based on the Avil Rabasi, that atifa is only when there are no menachemim, not when there are menachemim. So the Tzina Yoch actually says that Rav Yashiv is makbid when he was sitting Shiva to do atifa sarosh, to have his hat down all day, whether there are menachemim in front of him. And when there are no menachem in front of him, when he got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to learn Hilchas Avelos, he put on his hat in such a fashion. Birka Yosef points out, generally speaking, to the extent that people are knowing Ativa Sarosh or the Surah Ativa Sarosh, that's generally done b'fnei menachemim and not shalom b'fnei menachemim, which seems to be against the presentation of the Mechaber. So Rabbi Willie pointed out, maybe that's because our Ativa Sarosh of the Shach is not a real Ativa Sarosh. Me'ikra din, there's no minhag to do Atifa anymore, already from the time of the Bali Tosos. What the Shach says is an appropriate minhag, and maybe that's connected to Nicham Avelim. Maybe that's part of the Tzura of Nicham Avelim to wear a hat in that fashion, but that's not Me'ikra din Ativa Sarosh, and therefore the comment from the Ramban, from the Avil Rabasi, that Ativa is only with Shalom B'fnei Menachemim, wouldn't apply to our pseudo kind of Ativa Sarosh. In the Sefer Emek Bracha, he makes another observation, Emek Bracha page Kuf Mem Aleph. He says he doesn't understand why. So Mela, we don't do Ativas Yishma'elim nowadays because that'll engender people making fun of us. Fine. But maybe at the very least, you should cover whatever won't make people make fun of you. Meaning, Ativas Yishma'elim, that's an extreme. But there are ways of having a tsur of ita of atifa, which would be less than atifa tishmeilim, that maybe still accomplishes something. So he thinks, halacha l'maisa de'emek bracha, that an avil should be super makbid on atifa sarosh with his talis during shiva. Because even if a person in general doesn't have atifa sarosh with his talis for the entirety of davening, let's say someone only does Ativa Sarosh with his talis from Yishtabach and on. But in Avil Toshiva, the Emek Bracha thinks he should do Ativa Sarosh for any time you have a talis on, not out the din of Ativa Sarosh for Tefillah, but the din of Ativa Sarosh for Avelis. Meaning, it only makes sense to have such a minhag not to do Ativa Sarosh where that's going to lead to Schok. But plenty of people wear a talis over their head for davening, so then you should be super makbid, and Avil should wear a talis over the head for the entirety of davening whenever he's wearing a talis. And the Emek Bracha finds it tamua that the poskim don't say such a thing. Even the Shach only says what he says the Rav of the Milsa, b'toras proper and haga, but not namigur adim. And he's also bothered. The Emek Bracha moved to Eretz Yisrael in the late 20s or late 30s, I remember. Thomas Briskarov passed away at a very young age, not long after he moved to Eretz Yisrael. But he writes, he doesn't understand nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. There are plenty of Arabs around that wear kafiyas. So when the Bali Tosfos are writing in Europe that it would have engendered schok to do Ativas Yishma'elim, okay. But if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, that's not going to engender schok because there are plenty of people that do Ativas Yishma'elim. Eretz Yisrael is full of Yishma'elim that do Ativas Yishma'elim. He doesn't understand why no one was knowing to do Atifis Yishma'elim in Eretz Yisrael because he didn't think the reason of Schok applied anymore.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What exactly is like the Hesper? Like why would one cover their face when they're in Avelis? It's like a sign of, it's like some sign of mourning?
A sign of mourning or distance from society that you're not interacting with your surroundings in the normal way, I would think.
And how is putting the hat down like a key of this din? I mean, the pasuk is below satal safam. I mean, that's like way below.
Right. So that's what it's a mixed scheme or related, as Rabbi Wilk would say, not really a key. It's just some kind of ka'ain. So it's not the lo setal safam, we're not covering your lip, but we're doing some shinoi. As the Emek Bracha said, the point isn't you should cover more than you usually cover. So, or whatever is reasonable to cover that wouldn't engender schok. So if you're putting the hat down further than normal, so then you're covering to some extent more than you normally cover, then maybe that's at least a ka'ein of Ativa Sarosh. But presumably it's not in Lashon HaShach because it's not Mekredin, it's Anhaga. And as Abayi Shulchan observes, most people don't seem to have this Anhaga. Okay, that's Simen Shin Pei Vav. Let's move on to Simen Shin Pei Zayin. And that's the din of Kfiya Samita and the related halacha of yeshiva al gabe karka. So back to daf tesvav and aleph and moikatan, the gemara on the very bottom says avel is chayiv kfiyas amita, and avel needs to be kofet, to fold, to turn over his bed. The tani bar kapara the musti yukni nasati behen uba avenoseyem hifachtia kafu mitosehen aleha. So when someone passes away, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says, I invested mankind with the Tzelem Elokim, the Musti Yukni, and because of the sins of humanity, I turned it over its head. This person passed away. So in response, you should turn over your beds. Okay. Then the Gemara tells us on Daf Kavzayin of an Aleph, two parallel Memras. First, the Gemara says two lines in the top, Me'emasai Kofin Esamitas. At what point do you engage in Kfiyas Amita? Mishayetza Mipesach Besa, the Reb Lazer, Mishua Amr, Mishayetza Magolel. So at the very onset of Avelus, as soon as the Kfur is done, you have to be Kofet the Mitos in the Besa Avel. And then the Gemara has the next price, Me'emasai Zokvin Esamitas Be'er Shabbos. When do you put them back in their proper position? Erev Shabbos, min mincha l'mala. See, your zokef is a mitos to put it back to normal before Shabbos. Rav Huna, afa pikein in a yoshev el ashitakshach. You still can't sit on the mitos of hufa until Shabbos begins. And then the Gemara has a third brisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Hakof mitos lo mitos b'vadu kofa. El kol mitos sheyesh lo b'sof beisa hu kofa. So, Kfiyas Amita is not only the one bed of the Avil that he's sleeping on, but it sounds like all the beds in the home are subject to Kfiyas Amita.
Can I say a quick question?
Yep.
On Tess above, is this Gemara going like Gemara? Like the one that Amar like Ein Misa Beluchit, meaning because it sort of seems to be assuming that the guy only died because of chait.
I don't know, or I don't know how Dafka. I don't know how Dafka to take the expression, or how literal. I don't know. That's a question you can ask Rabbi Wiederblank. So we have a din of being kofa mitos, and not only the avil's mita, but all the mitos in the house. And what do you do with the mita kfuya? So the Rambam assumes paradalat alachatas that it's not stam that you're just kofa the beds, but you're kofa the beds and the parallel halacha that's kind of self understood, but not explicit in the Gemara according to the Rambam. Is that an avil has to sleep on a mita kvuya? Because what's the point of being kofa the beds if you're not going to sleep on a mita kvuya too? So Ram assumes that they're related. And the Rush disagrees. Rush and Simon Ayin Ches says, no, that's a separate halacha. There's a din of kfiyas amita, but it doesn't mean that you're mechuyev to sleep on a mita kvuya. So that's the case. What's the point of being kofa the mita? Because you have to turn over the bed, but you don't have to sleep on the mita kfuya. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains the beginning of the Siman that there are two elements or two aspects of kfiyas hamita. Number one, there's the element of yeshiva al gabe karka, which we'll get to, which is presumably related to the din of kfiyas hamita. Then an avel needs to sit on the ground. So kfiyas hamita somehow indicates that we're not sitting in a normal position. And number two, there's the element of debus diukni. And debus diukni, that would explain, this is what Rav Schechter points out from the Rav, this is printed in Bikvei Etzon, page Kuf Kaf Aleph, that this is one of the halachas that the Rav explained as a din in a base avil, not in the avil per se. The fact that the din, as we saw, is that you have to be kofa all the mitas in the house, not just the mita that the avil is sleeping on. So it's broader than just the avil himself. That's a din in the base avil. And that's reflective of the demus diukni, that everybody in the base avil is affected by the fact that there's a ptira, even not the avilim, beyond the avilim. So it's a sign of acknowledging this demus diukni chisaron b'avnaseh chua, then you're called for all the mitos in the bed, all the mitos in the house. And the flip is that erev Shabbos, in order to get ready for Shabbos, you're zokei for all the mitos min mincha l'mala, but the avil still can't sit on a mita kfuya until Shabbos itself. He still has to sit al gabi karka. So the din of kfiyas hamita goes above and beyond what the Avel's relationship is to the Mita and where the Avel is allowed to sleep. The same Tosas that we quoted before for Atifas Arosh tells us that nowadays we don't do Kviyas Amita either, either because of Kisha consideration that the Nachum will think that we're engaging in some kind of witchcraft, sorcery, or something funny, or because, practically speaking, our mitos are not kofa-able, that the model, our beds are constructed differently than the beds of Chazal. The beds of Chazal were more easily able to turn over with an effect. Our beds, I guess if you're looking at a mattress you can turn over upside down, right side up, it's all the same. You have a bed, also you can turn it upside down. It's still potentially sleepable if you put the mattress on top of the bed. The beds of Chazal look different. I'm not sure exactly how they look different. They're different lishonos. I guess next time someone's at the Living Torah Museum, you can ask Rabbi Deutsch if he has any beds from the time of Chazal, and we can compare them. But Tosa says nowadays, Kfiyas Amita is not practical because of the way medieval beds looked, which were different than Tanaitic and Amoraic beds. Fine. But nevertheless, even if that's the case, that we don't engage in Kfiyas Amita, both the Shach and the Taz assume that there's still an Isser for an Avel to sleep on a bed, and an Avel needs to sleep al HaKarka. Take a look. We'll look at the Shach, Shin Pei Zayin. Even though it says here in Shachan Aruch Sif Beis, Achshav Onogu B'chiyas Amita B'nei Sheyomra Akum Shehu Machshefus V'od Ein Amita Shalanu Asuyas Gemita Shalahen Kadeshe Nikar Bahem Kafia. Says the Shach Mikal Makam Asala Leyeshev Al Gabi Safil Karmuksasos. Kiyama Gabi Karka. We'll get back to that. That an oval can't sit on a bench or pillows. He has to sit on the ground unless he's a cholet. Vuadin Kisha Rotsa Lishon Tsarach Lishon Al Gabi Karka. If the other wants to go to sleep, he must sleep on the ground. So that's what the Shach writes. That's what the Taz writes. Shuvah Shelis Yaivitz. Yaakov Emden, Chelik Aleph, Stimon Sadi Aleph. He refers to a Shaila from the Gvir. I don't know if there's only one Gvir in his day, but he says, Shala Gvir, Bimei Evlo, if he has to sleep on the ground. Because the Gvir said that he heard from one of the Mischastim, whatever that's a reference to, that there's no source for having to sleep on the ground. Toch Shiva. So the Ivitz writes, when he heard such a claim, Amadati Marid, I stood and trembled. He aims with Mishnas Chasidim, Elochiv Gomor. Sleeping on the ground is not just a Midas Chasidus, that is a Chiv Gomor. He says, even though nowadays we're not knowing Kviyas Amita because Eafshar, but that doesn't give you license to sleep on a regular bed. Nishtaka dover v'loyala lebar das to say such a thing. If you're not even allowed to sit on a chair, as we'll see, kol shekein, you can't sleep on a bed. So the Yavit supports the psak of the Shach and the Taz. Look, however, in Rebbe Akiva Eger, one line Haggah here on the bottom. Quoting from the Teferes Lemoshe, Mutu Latsia Kar Muksasas Alakarka Velishon Alehem, that even if you have to sleep on the ground, you don't have to sleep on the hard floor. You can put pillows and blankets down on the floor and sleep on top of that. Shuvas panim me'iros. Chayli beis simen kufnun, quote in Piskei Tshuva. Panim me'iros, chayli beis simen kufnun, quoted by Piskei Tshuva, is mekel mikol vakol, to not require an avel to sleep on the ground. He assumes that to the extent that there's a requirement to sleep on the ground, that's connected to kfiyas hamita. Once kfiyas hamita is batel, it doesn't make a difference if you're going to sleep. Rabbi Kivegi already says from this verse, you can sleep on the ground on a pillow. So it says that the panim meiros doesn't make a difference if you sleep on the pillow on the ground or you sleep on your mattress. Once it's no din of kfiyas hamita, then the din of sleeping al mita kfuya or al gabe karka doesn't really apply either. Shuvas Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi. Says that if you're mitztayer from sleeping on the ground, then you don't need to. He says, Rova olam or cholim, istinis heim legabi davrezu. Iker din shkivis aris doesn't really have a makor in shas. It's presumably connected to kviyas hamita, but nowhere does it say that there's a chiyuv of sleeping al bekarak or even sleeping al mita kfuya. And therefore, he says that's common practice nowadays to be makel, in the 1700s, to be makel not to require sleeping on the ground. So the Piskei Tshuva again quotes this panim me'iros that were makel on not requiring an avel to sleep on the ground, even with a pillow or a blanket. That's what Birkei Yosef writes. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that the minhag is to be makel. And I believe that's common practice. That's what the Badei HaShulchan writes. Rabbi Karp quotes from the Chazon Ish and the Stipler. They both said to be makel. And the Tzionei Halacha quotes that from Rav Eliashiv as well. Even though Rav Eliashiv has a tshuva printed in Kovis, tshuva Schelek Hei, Simen Kufayin Ches, Schelek Hei Kufayin Ches, that takes issue in theory with the Panim Eros. He says, Panim Eros claimed that to the extent that there's a requirement of sleeping on the ground, that's connected to Kviyas Hamita. So Vyasha just points out, we saw in Shin Mem Aleph that in Onain, there's no din of Kviyas Hamita, and yet there is a din that he has to sleep on the ground. So apparently the two aren't related. You can have a chiv of sleeping on the ground even without Kviyas Hamita. But that was La halacha of Lala Meisr, Rav Yashiv said that, but in practice, Rav Yashiv agreed that the minhag olam is justified, that an avel doesn't sleep on the ground, it can sleep in a normal bed, and I'm not aware of machmirim on this in practice. Okay.
The Vicky Vigor was saying that you could sleep on a mattress on the floor, or just...
No, he's saying you could put down karmic sosas, pillows and blankets on the floor. If you don't have to sleep straight on the hard floor, you can put down something to cushion the fall.
But not like a mattress.
But not a mattress. I don't think so.
But nobody's machan is at all.
I don't believe so. I'm not familiar.
And what about on Tisha B'Av?
Oh, we'll talk about Tisha B'Av b'hamshech. Okay. Now, what about yeshiva al gabe karka? So take a look at the Bir Agra in Sifkatan Beis here in Shin Pei Zayin. So he notes the Ramban and many other Rishonim have a girsa in a Gemara that isn't printed in the classic printings, but many of the Rishonim have it. The Ramban is on page Kuf Pei Gimel of the Masada Rukuk edition. The Gemara that he quotes, which would appear on Kuf Ches Amud Beis that we don't have, is Minayin La'avil She'eno Rasha Leishev Al Gabi Hamita El Gabi Karka. How do we know that an avil is not permitted to sit on a regular bed, but rather he must sit on the ground? Shenamar Yeshafti Tola Aretz Pasuk in Eov, that Eov's friends or friend was instructed to sit on the ground with Eov when Eov was in Avelis. So Be'er Groz Mitzayin, that line that many of you showed him have in the Gemara, even though it doesn't appear in our printed Gemara. What does appear in our Gemara is Kavav Amidbeis, towards the bottom, the final two dots on the bottom of Kafav and Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Haholech Lebeis Avel, Imhaya Libo Gaspo, Yavruhu Almitos Kefuyas. If you're going to Beis Avel, if you're going to a Beis Avel, and you're going to provide the Sudas Havra, so if you have an exceptionally close relationship with the Avel, you the Menachem are Libo Gaspo, you're emotionally connected, then present the Sudas Avra while sitting on Mitos Kefuyos. V'imlo Yavru al Mitos Kufos. But if they don't have that relationship, then present the Sudas Avra on regular upright beds. So the Ramban there explains, in the Torah Adam explains, page Kuf Pei Gimel, that if Libo Gaspo, what the Gemara is saying, is that both the Menachemim and the Avelim sit on Mitos Kvuyos. That the Avelim are going to be Menachem. If they're particularly close, so then they should both sit on Mitos Kvuyos. And if not, then both of them sit on Mitos Zekufos. So when you are providing the Sudas Havra, depending on the relationship between the Menachemim who are providing the Sudas Havra, and it sounds like you're eating together with the Avelim, and the Avelim, depending on what the strength of that relationship is, either it's always going to be a level playing field, either Evan's going to sit on Mitos Kefuyos, or everybody's going to sit on Mitos Zekufos. So what is Mavur there is that Bishas Achila, there's no requirement per se for the Avel to sit al Gabe Karka, because the Gemara is saying that if Ein Libo Gaspen, then everybody could sit while eating on Mitos Zekufos. The Baal Shulchan says not necessarily. Maybe that Gemara is talking about Bizman Chazal, where the normal way of eating is Behaseba. So an Avil always needs to eat with some kind of a Shinoi. So if the norm is to eat Bishasa Seba, if the norm is to eat Behaseba, so then an Avil could eat even on Mita Sakufa. But if the norm is to eat on Amita Sakufa, so then the Avel has no choice but to eat al gabe karka or al mita kfuya, because that's the only way that you could show that there's some kind of a shinut. The pasuk of the Gemara seems to indicate that b'shas seuda there's no requirement of yeshiva gabe karka, because other than libo gaspo, the Avel can sit on a mita zekufa. There's no evidence of that in Shulchan Aruch per se, because the Mechaber just writes, "B'shas shein of achila yoshev mita kfuya, of a kol yom ena yoshev afila mita kfuya el agave karka." right? But there's no tzir where the Mechaber explicitly says that b'shas achila you can sit on a mita zakufa. So the Baal Shulchan says, well, maybe hagufa, that the Mechaber sells it because it's manazeh, and Avol can never sit on a mita zakufa, even b'shas achila. He always has to sit on gabe karka, because otherwise there's no shina between that achila and a normal achila. We'll come back to that shortly. Tosis writes, and Daf Kavzayinim and Al, Atibim Askel, Minim Minchul Amala. That's what the Gemara said, we saw earlier, that you can be Zokev the Mitos on Erev Shabbos, Minim Mincha U Lamala. Says Tosis, Nirali, Demikan Samchu Shalaleshev Algabe Kise Visafsal. That maybe this is the source that an oval doesn't sit on a kisei v'safsal. Alpha pishein raya gemura, deshani mita ho v'tzar kfiya, v'lo matzinu kfiya, v'kisei v'safsal. So the Gemara said that Erev Shabbos, you can be zokef the mitos, minim mincha l'mala, but you can't sit on them until Shabbos begins. The Torah says maybe that's a raya to the minog that an avel doesn't sit on a regular chair. Because if he has to sit on a mita kfuya, then he shouldn't be able to sit on any chair. And Torah says not necessarily. Maybe a mita kfuya, since it's kofable, you can't sit on it normally. But a kisei v'safsal, which isn't kofable, maybe you could sit on it normally. So Rabbi Willig is bothered, or points out, this is printed in Siman Beis in the back of the Bracha Sefer, that why is Tosfos here fishing for a raya to the minog not to sit on a kisei v'safsal? Isn't that a gemara mufuresh? As we just saw, the Ramban had the girsa on the gemara in Kaf Ches, that's mufuresh. Minayin la'avo sheder rosh elesh el-gabi mito el-gabi karka. And Rov Rishonim have such a girsa. And the Gaon, as we saw, quotes it and thinks that the later Matpisim left it out. So Rabbi Willig thinks it's hard to say that Tosa didn't have that girsa because many of the other Rishonim have the girsa, and it sounds like it was only taken out some later point. So we have to presume that Tosa had such a Gemara in Kaf Ches. If you have a Gemara in Fresh and Daf Kaf Ches, why does Tosa have to say, ah, Mikan, maybe this is a Raya that people don't sit on a Kisei V'Safsal? Isn't it a Gemara in Fresh that an Oval doesn't sit on the Kisei V'Safsal? An Oval has to sit Al Gabe Karka. So Rabbi Willig suggested that maybe Tosfos holds like the Maram in his Hilchos Smachos, the end of Simen Nun Dalid, that the din of Yeshiva Gabe Karka, the fact that an Avel needs to sit on the ground, that's only Bishasha Menachemim Etzlo. That's only in the presence of Menachemim, because that's the whole source. That's what the Gemara that we don't have at Kaf Ches says. The pasuk in Eov's friends sat with him when he was in Avelis. So all you see from there is that an Avel is Yoshev al gabei karka in the presence of Menachemim. Meaning that the iser for a Avel to sit in normal fashion, the chiyav to sit al karka, is only in the context of Nicham Avela. Only Bizman Shem Menachemim Etzlo. But if there are no Menachemim Etzlo, so then it would be mutter to sit on a chair. That's what Tosa says back and forth. Is there such a raya that there's any Indian for an Avil to sit in a chair, Shelo Bizman, Shamanachamim, Etzlo. Says Rabbi Willie thinks, Halacha L'maisa, which is not Minagolam, that Yeshiva Gabri Karka is only Bisha Sheha Menachamim Etzlo. But any other time, if an Avil is eating in private Shelo Bizman Menachamim, so then you could sit as normal. Even I was Menachem Avil earlier this year, Rabbi David Palmer, who told me that Rabbi Willick said, which I hadn't heard from him directly, but makes sense as part of this Mahalach, that even during Zman Tfila of the Beis Avil, an Avil can sit as normal, because that's not considered Shas Nichan, even though there are other non-availing present for the minyan in the Beis Avil, who ultimately are there to be Menachem, but during Tefillah, they're there to daven, not to be Menachem, and that's not considered to be Bifnei HaMenachemim. So once Tefillah is over, so then the people in the Beis Avil now have the din of Menachemim, then the Avil is Yoshev Gabi Karka. But before that, during Tefillah, they don't have the din of Menachemim, so there wouldn't be a requirement of Yeshiva Gabi Karka for an Avil, because there's no Nichem going on at that time. Okay. Now, what are the parameters of Yeshiva al Gabe Karka? So the Shach, we started reading before, writes, Mikal Makom, Asul Aleshev al Gabe Sachal Karmuksasos, Ki Im al Gabe Karka, Im Lo Chol Bezakin, Jeshim Tsarbi Yeshiva al Gabe Karka. Then we tarm Lahasim Karka to Mitaka. So Yeshiva Gabe Karka, the Shach says, is Yeshiva al Gabe Karka Mamish? You can't even sit on a pillow unless you're a cholah. So that is generally not minagolah. If you give Eger rights, I mean, the comment of the comment of Rabbi Kivager that we saw earlier about sleeping al karm ksasos presumably applies to sitting al gabi karm ksasos as well. And that seems to be common practice, to not require the Avil to sit al Gabi Karka Mamish, but to sit al Karim Uksasas. By the Yishulchan writes of Katan, hey, Hamachmir Tavo Alav Bracha. Now the Kitzur Svarim quote from Adas Kedosha, Marsham in Das Torah, to be Mekel, as far as Yeshiva Gabi Karka, to sit on something raised above the ground up to Gimel Tvachim, up to a sheer lavud. Gesher Chaim says up to one tefach. And Rabbi Karp takes issue with anyone who is makel to sit on something that's more than three tefachim from the ground. Rav Shechter points out, this is printed in Nefesh HaRav, page Resh Nun Gimel, that there's no, the chiv isn't to be Yoshev Agave Karka Mamish, or within the love of Karka, if you want to take that, make that, you know, Shir Gimel Tvachim. But the point is that there has to be a Shinoi in the Ofen HaYeshiva. That you have to sit in a fashion, excuse me, that's not the normal way of sitting. Raya from Sanhedrin Daf Kofim and Aleph, there we have the din that a melech, when he is in Avelus, sits on a dargush, some kind of a stool. So Rav Shechter points out, mavur from there, that the stool isn't within three tefach of the ground per se, but the yisod is that it's a shinoi, that the melech normally sits on a throne, And when he's sitting Shiva, he sits on a stool. That's a shinoi in the regular, in the Ofen HaYeshiva. But as long as there's no din, to the extent that there's no din of Mita Kfuya per se, there's no Kiyam necessarily in Yeshiva Gabi Karka Mamish. The point is that there has to be a shinoi in the Ofen HaYeshiva. And Rabbi Willy points out maybe the reason that people are makel not to sit al gabi karka mamish is that the ikar takana, as we saw, the distinction the Gemara makes between libo gaspa, not libo gaspa, in the context of havra, that if it's libo gaspa, everyone sits on mitas kuyas. If it's not, then everyone sits on mitas kufas. But there's some kind of parity between how the Avil sits and how the Menachemim sit. Nowadays, the Menachemim don't sit al gabi karka ever. So presumably, we don't view any Menachem as that on the level of Libo Gaspo. So that's the case, and maybe Mikra Adin, there's no requirement for the Avil to sit al gabi karka anyway. Ella, the Minog is that, as Rishathri quoted from the Rav, that the Velim sit in a Meshunadik fashion, the normal. So they don't sit in the normal a normal chair. They sit in a fashion that indicates some kind of a shinoi. But it doesn't formally need to be al-gabri karka mamish, and maybe it doesn't even have to be within Lavan of Karka, as long as it is in an Ofen Meshuna, because Me'ikaradin, if the Menachemim aren't sitting al-karka either, then maybe there's no requirement for the Avel to be Yoshev al Gabi Karka as well.
So the mice, we're not mocking about three tefachim.
The mice, I think it is appropriate to be. The mice, I think many are. But if someone's not, so then that would be the justification.
Now, I've seen many like availus chairs. I don't know, many. Definitely some that are not.
Right. So if so the justification for that would be either what Rishachter quotes in the Rav or the variation that Rabbi Willig suggested.
But if one can get a chair that's less than three tefachim, then it's better.
Yeah, I think it sounds like the way most posts can present it, that it should be within no more than Gimel Tvachim. Okay. Now, what about Yeshiva Gabi Karka and Tisha B'Av? Where does that fit in to this discussion? So that's the machlokas tanayim. Is there a din of kfiyas amit on Tisha B'Av? That's Shitas Rabbi Huda Tanis Kavavam Beis and Daf Lamed, that there is a chiyuv of kfiyas amit on Tisha B'Av just like by an avel. But we don't paskin that way. Mechaber writes Tafkuf Nun Tesif Gimel. Leil Tisha B'Av v'Yomo Yoshvim B'Veis HaKnesses La'aretz Ad Tfilas Mincha, that we sit on the ground until Mincha. And the Osios of the Ramah V'Achshav Nogu Leishav Asaf Saleh Miyad Achar Sheyetzu B'Veis HaKnesses Shachris U'Marichin Emekinos Ad Ma'akodim Chatzos. The Magen Avraham writes of Katan Beis that this is a minhag. There's no, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no requirement of kfiyas amita. It's a minhag to be yoshev al gabi karka, and therefore you don't have, even if you're machmer by an avil like the shach, not to to require yoshev al gabi karka mamish, but that doesn't apply in Tisha B'Av. In Tisha B'Av, you can sit on a pillow without having any compunctions. Because the Yeshiva Gabi Karka on Tisha B'Av is only mi minhaga and not midina. By an avel, it's midina. On Tisha B'Av, it's only mi minhaga. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes halacha there in Sifkatin Yud Aleph, Tafkuf Nuntes Sifkatin Yud Aleph, that since it's only Mishnah Ben Haga, then you don't require Yeshiva Gabi Karga Mamish, you can sit on something to cushion the cushion your seating. Shlomo Zalman is quoting Alicha Shlomo, Beina Besarim, Perek Tesva, Funo 25. Perek Tesva, Funo 25 is saying that it just has to be lower than how you normally sit. It sounds like even if it's more than three tefachim, if it's lower than where you normally sit, on Tisha B'Av, that would be acceptable. So some have the practice of sleeping on the ground on Tisha B'Av. So the same Panim Meira that we quoted earlier, Panim Meira says, instead that people do that, that's only, I mean, that's what the Rama already quotes in Taf Kuf Nun Hey, that a person should be mitzar himself when he sleeps on Leil Tisha B'Av. So Panim Meira points out, that's only Mimidas Chasidus, that's not a requirement, Me'ikar Hadin. And that's what the Gvura Sari writes, Tainas Lamed Amid Beis. That the to the extent that there's an Indian of Tzviya Samit on Tisha B'Av, that just means that you shouldn't sleep in a comfortable fashion. You should sleep in a way that you are somewhat mitzdayer. But there's no formal requirement of Kfiya Samita. And that way, Tisha B'Av is different than Avelis. Okay.
What about the Minoga, not to use a pillow?
So that's that Raman, Tafrei Sadi, hey, that you should sleep in an uncomfortable fashion. You should be mitzari yourself when sleeping. So that's Bitaris Minhaga, but that's not Medina. Okay. There is a fairly widespread practice of covering mirrors in a Beis Avel, which may or may not be, but may be connected to Kfiya Samita. The Chasam Sofer in Drashos, Chelek Beis, page Shin Pei Zayin, Drashas Chasam Sofer, Chele Beis, Shin Pei Zayin, references such a minug, and he says that the source is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, which is parallel to what we saw in our Gemara on Tesvav, of the Musti Yukni Nasati Behem Uva Abinoseim Efachtia Kafum Nitoseim Aleha. The Yerushalmi has a lashon of hafchu hasar sur, that you should turn over the middleman. So the bed is considered by the Yerushalmi the sar sur, the middleman, meaning it's the shadchan, so to speak, between a husband and wife that leads to procreation. So the Chasam Sofer says that covering a mirror also, a mirror serves that function of a sarsur as well, beautification, and it's maybe covering mirrors is connected to that Yerushalmi. Rav Schechter quotes this as well from the Rav, same idea, that the Mustiukni, and by covering a mirror, you somehow reflect the fact that the Tzelem Elokim has departed from the Nifter. There's a loss of the Tzelem Elokim. And if that is the reason for such a practice, so then it would make sense that that's a expression of a base Avel Nihug like Kfiya Samita. So if you have to be Zolkef the Mitas before Shabbos, then you should uncover the mirror, or then you should uncover the mirrors before Shabbos as well. Rav Avadia, Yabia Omer Cheladal with Simulam and Hey, Cheladal with Simulam and Hey, thinks that the real reason for such a practice of covering mirrors in a Beis Avel is Balabatish. In a Beis Avel, you daven, you're not allowed to daven in front of a mirror. So you cover the mirrors to make sure that no one's davening in front of a mirror. So nothing to do with Kviyas Amita, not covering all the mirrors in the house, like all the mitos in the house. Pashut, that you daven a Beis Avel, so you have to cover the mirrors, so you don't daven in front of a mirror. He quotes this from a Chubas Chelek Levi. Then he quotes another reason from a Chubas Ginzei Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, that Beis Avel has Ruchos Ra'os Umazikim, and somehow by covering the mirror, you are helping to ward off the Ruchos Ra'os Umazikim. But Rav Avadia thinks that the Iker reason is Tefillah, and therefore there's no reason per se to uncover the mirrors before Shabbos. It's not an expression of Avelis. It's not some form of Avelis for Asya that you have the mirrors covered. You cover the mirrors because you're going to dive in there. So there's nothing to do with Avelis. He thinks, according to that, there's no reason to uncover the mirrors again for Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos writes, Perek Samach Hei Sivches, that you should uncover them for Shabbos, unless you're going to be davening there on Shabbos, and then you should keep them covered because you're going to be davening there. And Rav Shtornbach has another consideration, Chuvas Van Hulgos Chelei Bei Simen Tavkuf Pei Hei, Chelei Bei Simen Tavkuf Pei Hei, that he thinks that the shot in this minhag of covering mirrors is that anyway, looking in a mirror under normal circumstances, that's a woman's thing, that's possibly Beged Isha. The Rama writes in Hilchos Beged Isha that we're Megal nowadays because even men use mirrors. But fundamentally, a mirror is a form of beautification, and that's not appropriate for an Avel to look at a mirror during Shiva, even for a woman. So we cover the mirrors to show that we're not, we're focused on what's really important in life. We're not interested in Yofi. When Rav Shechter was sitting Shiva for his father, I noticed when I was Menachem Avel, I was there more than once during that week, but I noticed that the mirrors were not covered. So some later point, they asked Rav Shechter about that. And he said when his mother had passed away years earlier, he came back to the house where they were sitting Shiva and he started covering the mirrors. And his father said to him, that's not our family minhag. Okay. Okay, so that concludes Shin Pei Vav and Shin Pei Zayin. We'll stop here for today. Mirsa Shem, tomorrow we'll talk about Shin Pei Ches, the Isser of Hanachas Tefillin B'Yom Rishon, and then hopefully we'll be able to start Shin Pei Tes, which is Kibbutz and Gihutz. So tomorrow we will meet in person, Mirsa Shem, at 5:30. That's okay. They have a meeting at 5 o'clock. I'm not sure how long it'll go, but it should be safely done by 5:30. Let's just say Lechachila will start at 5:30 and try to cover more ground tomorrow.
Just in terms of the mirrors, Lemaisa, we do cover them?
The Minhag Olam is to cover them for whatever the reason may be. That's one of the most ubiquitous signs of a Beis Avel kind of the world at large. If you ask any non-Jew what do you do during Shiva, the first thing they probably tell you is you cover the mirrors, because anytime there's any representation of Shiva in any TV show or something, and then they cover the mirrors. But that's a very late origin, questionable what the real reason is. We suggested a few reasons, but outside of the Shechter family, I think it's pretty common practice. at least where there are, you know, where the Avelim are, and if the reason is connected to Kriya Samhita, so then presumably you'd have to cover every mirror everywhere in the house. If it's tefillah oriented, so then only where you daven. If it's a Rishorbach's reason, so then any mirror that the Avel may come in contact with. But I think this is pretty widespread. Thanks. Okay, so we'll meet tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.